CNH Hog Farms will house up to 4,000 sows, boars, and pigs in metal concrete floored barns. Perpetually pregnant and nursing sows will be confined to gestation and farrowing or nursing crates. After several weeks, piglets will be gathered in batch pens and fed until they reach slaughter weight. The barns will be washed out daily, wastewater piped to holding tanks, settling ponds, then stored in a large clay-lined lagoon. This so-called confined feeding animal operation, or CAFO, was permitted by the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality. In this case, more than 2 million gallons of liquid hog manure discharged annually, all of it spread onto surrounding pastures. ADEQ Deputy Director Ryan Benefield.
If they follow the terms of the general permit and their nutrient management plan, they should be able to operate without any effect on Big Creek or the Buffalo National River.
ADEQ posted notice on its website for 30 days. No comments were received because few people saw it. Kevin Cherie, U.S. National Park Service Superintendent in charge of the Buffalo National River, says that the farm poses a threat.
You know, we're fairly convinced of the potential negative impacts that it could have on the water quality and therefore the concerns over public health and safety.
Kevin Tree was told that the state's new CAFO permit provides no exceptions for the Buffalo National River watershed. In a letter of complaint to ADEQ, Superintendent Tree requested a moratorium on CAFOs be placed on the watershed until further notice. While ADEQ cannot do such a thing, the Arkansas Pollution Control and Ecology Commission can and has. In October of 1992, Randall Mathis, then director of the commission, at the time the state's lead environmental authority, ordered a 2-year moratorium placed on water discharge permits for any new hog and dairy operations on the watershed. Of 40 large hog, poultry, and dairy farms then operating in the region, half were found to be in violation. Plus, a new 500 swine breeding operation was in the works, just a quarter of a mile away from the Buffalo. PC&E Commissioner Randall Mathis also ordered a water quality study and monitoring program, which all led to stricter regulations and fewer farms over the years. That controversial moratorium also led to a legislative shakedown of PC&E a year later. Today, only the full commission, not one individual, can order a moratorium on agricultural permits. On March 4th, 150 concerned citizens packed the regular monthly meeting of the Newton County Quorum Court. Clinton Daniels, a cattle farmer and Quorum Court member, was there.
The Quorum Court is in full support of the hog operation.
At the Ozark Cafe in Jasper, Michael Doherty slathers lard gravy over hot biscuits this morning. He's president of the Buffalo River Chamber of Commerce and has been fielding lots of questions about the hog farm, including recreationists and businesses that normally don't take an environmental stand.
We're creating a Buffalo River Watershed Alliance, and we're throwing down the gauntlet, working in a broad coalition to identify strategies that will manage these sorts of situations.
The Buffalo River runs free thanks to the Ozark Society, which staved off a U.S. Army Corps of Engineers impoundment back in the 1960s. That effort led to the National Park Service to survey this stream and designate it as our nation's first national river in 1972. Ozark Society President Bob Cross says he's sympathetic to the farmer in pursuit of a livelihood.
But in the broader picture, I think it's just almost out of the question that an operation of that magnitude should be within 6 miles of the Buffalo.
For KUAR News, I'm Jacqueline Froelich in Fayetteville.